There is little doubt that Augustus himself found the idea of being worshipped as a god as repellent and absurd. But if it would help Augustus maintain the Principate and maintain the Pax Romana, peace, over the Roman world, Augustus considered his duty to play along. In segment 11D, the 12 Caesars, we meet Augustus's successors. Some were good, some were better than good, and some were genuinely awful. Although the system of the Principate solved the Roman Empire's greatest problems, it did not provide for a smooth transition of power to a worthy successor. There is also the problem of how to remove an incompetent princeps. The solution usually involved the princeps's bodyguard, that is, the Praetorian Guard. The Praetorian Guards provided a quick solution by murdering the princeps, but in so doing they set a bad precedent which would be repeated over and over again. The year of four emperors, 68 to 69 AD, was the only real breach in the Pax Romana, but it was more Nero's fault than the fault of the system of the Principate. At least it was quickly resolved, and at least it resulted in the accession of a very capable emperor, Vespasian, who ruled from 69 to 79 AD, and who was able to restore the Roman world to its pre-Nero situation. Segment 11B, Augustus and the Principate. Young Gaius Octavius beat long odds to become Rome's second founder, Augustus Caesar. Octavian, as we will call him for the time being, was adopted at age 18 in Julius Caesar's will. As Caesar's adoptive son, he now bore the name Gaius Julius Caesar Octavianus. Both Cicero and Mark Antony looked at Octavian as just a kid with a famous name, someone to be used, abused, and then tossed aside. They paid for their mistake with their lives. Unlike his adoptive father, Octavian was not a military genius or even a soldier. He relied instead on his name, but more than that, on his political skill and his right-hand man, the general Marcus Agrippa. Above all, Octavian was guided by an extremely clear sense of Roman culture. Unlike his adoptive father, Julius Caesar, he knew that Romans would never stand for rule by a king or by anyone suspected of wanting to be king. So instead, he convinced the Roman world that he was merely a regular guy who just happened to be in temporary charge of the government and the military.